To those who appreciate wisteria and sunshine, small medieval Italian castle on the shores of the Mediterranean to be let furnished for the month of April. Necessary servants remain. Would you be tempted by such an ad?
I definitely would. What about you?
Oh, I would, absolutely. And this is why I picked this book, actually. So it's a little ad at the very beginning of the novel The Enchanted April by Elizabeth von Arnim.
So this book was published in 1922 and written by Elizabeth von Arnim. It takes place, or at least it starts, in England in the 1920s. Our main character, Lotti, is a 30-something woman. She's unhappily married and in desperate need of a holiday. So when she finds this ad for a castle to rent in Italy, and then she encounters another woman that she knows of, but they're not really friends or anything, she can't help but suggest that they rent the castle together to share the costs. Rose, the other woman, agrees, and off they go to Italy for a whole month, along with two other women who reply to their own ad, all of them eager to enjoy some time away on their own.
So, the characters, you mentioned Lotti, so Lotti Wilkins, she's a 30-year-old, married to a man whose name is Mellersh.
He's very proud of his name.
Yeah, but he's not a very interesting man to his wife, so basically her problem is that she does not love her husband.
No.
So she's got quite a grey life, I would say. Boring.
She's even a bit afraid of him, because she makes some remarks when they're in Italy that she says some stuff like, oh, I would have been afraid of saying that to him.
Yeah.
Before.
So yeah, the decision that she makes of deciding to go on a holiday on her own with women that she has never heard of is really out of character
for her.
She's that person who is used to taking care of other people, and she does this every day. And so this is really something totally different that she does that takes her on an adventure in Italy. Second character that you mentioned as well is Rose Arbuthnot. She's also married to a man named Frederick. She's a beautiful woman. Her husband is wealthy because he's a successful writer. And the funny thing is that Rose is ashamed of the money that her husband gives her because he writes biographies of
high-profile mistresses. Mistresses of kings and emperors and things like that.
And for her, it's the money of sin. So she's quite ashamed of using that money. And so in order to come to terms with that money, she spends all of it for people that need to be helped. So she's another woman who spends her time taking care of other people.
She's, I would say, very pious.
Yeah, and also she hates lying.
Yes, which is fun. Yeah, she has to do a lot of that at the beginning.
So it makes for a number of funny little scenes when she wonders what she's going to say. So if Lotti Wilkins's problem is that she doesn't love her husband, for Rose the problem is that she loves her husband, but he is very distant.
Yes, he doesn't seem very interested in her. He spends a lot of time away from the house. And if Lotti's husband doesn't really want her to go, Rose's husband is more than happy to let her go, take more money if you need it, stay as long as you want.
It felt a little bit fishy to me. I mean, I thought that
maybe
he really had a mistress on top of writing about mistresses, but apparently it's not the case.
No, I think like maybe he would have liked to have something with one of the other ladies, but probably nothing happened.
So this other woman is Lady Caroline Dester. She's 28. If Rose Arbuthnot is a beautiful woman, this one is absolutely gorgeous. She comes from a very famous family, very wealthy aristocratic family. Lady Caroline is single because the man that she was in love with died in World War I.
She is a bit tired of all the attention that she gets from men. From foolish men, as she said.
And she's basically fed up with socializing. All she wants is some time alone, which is what she gets or tries to get in Italy. Her mother really wants her to be married. The funny thing about her is that she's so beautiful. She's got such a perfect face that even when she wants to glare at people, the other person does not perceive this as a glare. So it's impossible for her to look angry. Finally, fourth woman is Mrs. Fisher.
She's a widow. She's an old lady. She's 65. She's educated. She's quiet. elderly. She walks with a stick, which she uses as an excuse to not do much.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing about her, well, that I found funny, is that she keeps mentioning famous men, writers of the 19th century, and she keeps living in that past. Mrs. Fisher's problem is that she finds herself a little bit lonely. So we've got two married women. One loves her husband, but she's not sure that her husband loves her back. The other one does not love her husband. Mrs. Fisher is a widow, and Lady Caroline Desta is single and fed up with lovesick men.
Yeah. What's interesting is that Mrs. Fisher thinks that Lottie and Rose are also widows. And so when they mention that their husbands are coming, or that at least for Lottie, she's very surprised and disappointed.
Another character, not a main character, but still with quite an important role in the novel, is Mr. Briggs, who is the owner of the castle that they decide to rent in Italy. For some reason, I thought that he was old, but no, he's young.
Ah, that's funny, because I thought it was old as well, and I was a bit disappointed by the ending because I thought
yes,
he was old.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But no, actually, I found a quote that is so typical of Mrs. Fisher. She says that she loved the young man because he was a man of property. She liked property and she liked men of property. So he's young and wealthy and the proud and happy owner of this gorgeous castle and its gardens. And other characters that there are in the novel as well are the Italian servants. In particular, Domenico, who is the man who is in charge of the castle when Mr. Briggs is
Yeah, he's the gardener, but we understand that he takes care of pretty much everything.
Yeah, he does more than just the gardening. He is the one who welcomes the ladies when they arrive.
That scene is so funny. And they are so sure that they're going to get killed.
Yeah.
That scene was funny.
And also, another servant is Costanza. So she can only speak Italian.
Yeah.
So she does her best to be understood and understand the ladies. Although Lady Caroline can speak Italian. And Mrs. Fisher can speak Italian too, but it's old Italian.
Yeah, it's Dante's Inferno's Italian.
Yeah, exactly. So she manages, but not as easily as Lady Caroline. And Costanza is this woman who just loves preparing gorgeous food. So that makes for nice little scenes as well. So which character did you prefer?
I think I preferred Lottie and Lady Caroline. I think I liked Lottie's evolution during the novel and her optimism and her quirkiness. And I disliked Lady Caroline at first. I thought she was a bit of a mean girl. But then her evolution is really nice as well. What about you?
I think I liked all four of the women for different reasons, because they all have traits that are a bit annoying. Like, as you said, Lady Caroline seems like a bit annoying at the beginning. Mrs. Fisher, with her way of constantly referring to famous people that she met, and how naive Lottie and Rose looked. But then they all develop into somehow nicer women. Their flaws become smoothed out.
Really? Because I thought that Mrs. Fisher was as annoying at the beginning of the book as at the end. She's the only character who I didn't like at the beginning and I didn't like at the end.
No, I felt that at the end she was becoming a bit warmer, a bit more considerate. Well, anyway, that's how the other women perceive her, so we get to like her better. But I thought that all four women had become better characters by the end of the book.
That's one I think is one of the flaws of this book, in my opinion, is that it was an abrupt change. They didn't feel like well-fleshed-out characters.
No, but I think that's the point of this novel. I mean, I think it's all about taking a holiday, and you don't want your holiday to be too complicated, do you?
One of the scenes that I like in the book is when Lottie and Rose arrive. They were supposed to arrive one day before the other two. And they had this whole idea that they were going to prepare the castle for them and welcome them like it was their own castle. And the next day, they arrived at midnight, horrible conditions. And then the next day, they realized that Lady Caroline is already there. And then Mrs. Fisher is already there as well. They took the best rooms.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny.
It was. you ask what character I liked or not. But honestly, what I really loved in this novel is the setting. I'd say this is my favorite thing in here. It's the Italian castle, but especially all the gardens around and the view on the Gulf of Spezia. I checked it on the internet. It's in the northwest of Italy, and the nickname of this gulf is actually the Gulf of the Poets. It seems to be absolutely gorgeous, especially at the time of the year when they go in spring. And so it's absolutely what I loved about it. And even if the characters are not really fleshed out, I mean, if there is one reason to read this book, is for Italy in spring.
Yeah, definitely. And I really advise everyone to read this book in April. Like, if it's sunny outside, like in your garden surrounded by some flowers, because the scenery is really gorgeous and it you can really see it. It's really well described. It's one of the best things in the book.
And it's probably the reason why it's so well loved. It was commercially successful when it was published. What would you say are the themes, the main themes of this novel?
I think the main one is probably being in need of a change, whatever your social condition, because they all come from different backgrounds and they all need a holiday.
Yeah, all sorts of backgrounds, although not working class. None of the ladies work. They all have money of their own. So Lady Caroline and Mrs. Fisher, obviously, because Mrs. Fisher has her late husband's money, Lady Caroline, her family's money, and the two other women, because they were able to save some money. So they're not very rich, Lottie and Rose, but they do have some money of their own. And as you said, it's interesting that all of the women really need a change. I think it's a reflection also on something that is probably common to all human beings, is that at some point we are dissatisfied with some part of our lives, and it's probably something that makes us all equal. It's impossible to be always 100% happy with what's happening to us.
Definitely. And it's interesting that you have four women in the 1920s who go alone to another country with their own money, quote unquote, because it's basically their family's or husband's money. But so it's interesting, even though at the end, they all pretty much end up back with their husbands or a new husband.
It's interesting to have these women wanting to go away on their own, change something in their lives that they find so boring. And the suffragette movement had been underway for a few decades already, so it was not new that women were saying that they want to change something in their lives. But this novel, obviously, is much more conservative insofar as at the end, they go nicely back to their families and nothing much has changed, except for some personal development. For the reader, it feels also like a holiday reading this book.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there's nothing really challenging, but the setting is gorgeous. Everything ends well for the characters. So it's perfect when you just want something easy and you know that you can expect a happy ending. However, if there is some, well, not much change by the end of the novel in the lives of the women, I think they seem to find themselves again. Rose and Lottie are these women who just forget about themselves every day because they're taking care of other people. And there is, I think, a touching scene in the novel when Lottie actually really sees herself in the mirror and realizes that, oh, she's got beautiful hair.
Another theme of the book is the power of beauty.
Definitely. It's both soothing and healing. The funny thing is that the characters want to think. So it makes for some witty scenes in the novel because Lady Caroline looks a bit stupid when we understand that it all made her want to think. But then it's also the case of Rose, who also wants to think. And I don't know for you, but sometimes when I'm traveling abroad, especially in Italy, seeing some beauty, whether it's the scenery, whether it's art, architecture, I think it really makes you want to do more things, become creative and things. So I don't think it's too stupid to say that. And also the beauty of the place makes these people want to share it with other people.
Yes, especially Lottie, because when she gets this idea that it will be selfish to just leave it for the four of them because they're supposed to have extra beds and extra room. The others, especially Rose, is a bit like, we said we will just keep it for the four of us. What are you doing? But then as the holiday goes on, all three of them open up about sharing this beauty.
It also made me think all this thing about Italy, the medieval castle, that this book is actually a funny opposite to dark gothic novels.
Yeah, I didn't realize it before you talked about it, but you're completely right.
I mean, you've got all these novels like The Castle of Otranto, Anne Radcliffe's novels like The Italian or The Mysteries of Udolpho that are set either in the south of France, but also in Italy, and all of them in medieval castles, but it's all very dark, gloomy, frightening. And here, on the contrary, it's bathed in light and it's gorgeous and soothing. So, who would you recommend this book for?
So I think this book would be perfect for somebody in need of a nice escape. It's also a nice novel to read just coming out of winter.
Yes, when you yourself feel that you're in need of some nice Italian sun. Did this book make you think of other novels that you would read or recommend after reading this novel?
I don't know. What about you?
Well, I would say reading a gothic novel set in Italy. And for some reason, it also made me think of the novel What You're Looking For Is in the Library, which is a novel by a Japanese author, Michiko Aoyama. I think it's comparable in terms of those characters having a problem and finding a solution by the end of the story. Yeah.
Another book that could be interesting to read is Enchanted Augusts by Brenda Bowen. So in my edition of The Enchanted April, which is by Vintage, at the end of the book I had an extract of The Enchanted August. So it's a retelling of The Enchanted April. It's set in a modern world with four American women who go in August to a little cottage in Maine. It was published in 2015.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for today.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Hey, not so fast. Do you know what would help a lot? It's if you would leave a 5-star rating or even a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That would enable us to help other readers find their own favorites. That's it for today. Bye.